broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino the Mayor. The mayor is out plugging his meter right now because he doesn't want a $22 parking ticket for showing up for work. If you're ever mayor again, be honest with me, would that be one of the first things you do is reduce the fines?
I would have, first of all, I'd have warnings.
Okay.
So if you get a ticket, you get a warning. It's like, oh, thank you for the warning. $21 seems really aggressive to me.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not sure where that money goes or why it's needed. That
and why they're so
like
fanatical at doing it?
Well, the other thing I would do, I think we're inconsistent. I think we really, really monitor the downtown. And there's people illegally parked. And we have 50 square miles here. And there's people that are parked in no parking zones, you know, on the east side and west side. And they should get tickets because that's even more dangerous. There's no danger for an expired meter. What's wrong is that the next guy, the next person can't get a spot because you're hoarding that. But look down the street. How many spots are there?
There'd be that one car in a block.
Right. Remember, I sent the picture, and I was the only car on the block one time. Anyway, so we just have to make sure we feed the meter. And I know they got the app.
So when you're mayor again, you're going to take care of that?
Joe Ailes is joining us.
Joe's a great friend of mine from Veterans Village. And like I said, Joe made the greatest. Your grandson, by the way, was one of the great. We did one game, Jim, a playoff game. He played for Menasha. And I think it was against Notre Dame in a playoff game. Wasn't it, Joe?
Notre Dame.
I could have been there. What year was that?
2 years ago.
It's okay.
3 years ago. And his grandson had, I want to say, over 300 yards rushing. Get this, though. In the first half. Oh, right, Joe?
That's correct.
Yes. In the first half, he had over 300 yards rushing.
Not against Notre Dame.
It was against Notre Dame.
It was against Notre Dame.
That hurts.
It was the greatest performance I've ever
seen. I guess.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he got hurt or something, didn't play much the second half, right? Or
just
something.
Took him out the second half.
Took him to save him. Yeah.
I guess.
But anyway, Joe's an Army veteran, right, Joe?
That is correct. Army.
Give us a little background. Joe was one of our residents when I was at Veterans Village and was just one of the great guys there who could do everything. Some of the people were kind of elderly or whatever, and Joe was just that guy that would always step up and help people. But give a little bit about your background, if you don't mind, Joe.
Sure. I'm originally from the area, from growing up, raised in Union, Wisconsin.
And you're a great baseball player?
I had my days.
Okay. Yeah.
Spent most of my life in Wisconsin, joined the Army, served 75 to 78, stationed in Colorado. Worked most of my life at James River, around the mills here, paper mills. Mm-hmm.
And then ran into some issues, like so many people do.
Absolutely.
Substance issues. And stuff.
Yeah.
And found yourself kind of homeless at one time, right?
Correct.
Yep. Which Jim can relate to.
That, and I think, look, you don't talk about as much as or little as you want, but that can happen to people. I mean, James River, that was a pretty good employer that you were with, you know, and I'm sure you had good job. I mean, they were a steady employer here. Or they still are.
There were some situations that kind of manifested that, you know, brought me to that. Yeah.
But Jim deals with people in those situations every day. Sure.
I really don't. I'm not a case manager, but I hear stories because I really deal with them more as group discussions. But I think what got you back where you are? I mean, can I just don't dwell on it? But was it? Did you go to a shelter? Was it your church? Was it your family? Who got you? Because that can be a spiral that can sometimes not turn around.
Actually, I think it was Pillars. I seen the people there. There's people that cared, literally cared.
Right. It's a great place in Appleton.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yes. And you could see it that they loved doing their job and they cared about each individual.
So many people say that. Like, what's the best place about this? You know, we have great, it's very safe. We have good facilities. We have great food. But it's, you know, people care about me here.
Yes.
And
it's a community.
Right.
Yes.
That's great. Well, good. I'm glad turned around, and we'll talk more about your business, but Jimmy, go ahead.
But go ahead, Joe. Let's talk about it. You're a veteran, of course, and you lived at Veterans Village where I was, and you did great things for all the people there. And now you've kind of expanded and said, you know what? I want a new career, and you take your natural abilities. You're an amazing handyman type of thing.
Thank you.
Go ahead and talk about what you're doing right now. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I think during the past year, I've been the maintenance technician there, and I've seen a lot of people that there's a need as far as their apartments. You know, some of these guys are wheelchairs, and there's just a need for them to keep their apartment more organized, in order. And I think I have a niche for that where I can help them through my business at a reasonable rate, you know, to keep these very under cost. And
so to help them in their apartment, like building some shelves or that, to get them more organized, right?
Yes. Yeah. That, and mostly just keep them up on that clean aspect of their apartment, you know, where they don't be seem overwhelmed at some point, because I think that might be some issues there with that, is people just get a little overwhelmed with their conditions. And
And they can, you know, build on that, right?
Absolutely.
And that's where you got to kind of get in there and say, yes, look, you know, now's the time, yes, we get this back where it belongs.
Sure.
Because I just want to say that I think
my apartment would be
Joe, we have a customer for you. You can go upstairs after
my
the show.
Disgusting.
So I actually came up with the name of Garrison Cleaning, which Garrison means where troops are stationed.
Yep. And so you start up your own company now.
Yes, correct.
So go ahead and talk about the clients you're looking for.
Basically, clients around the area, I'm going to offer my services to Veterans Village as well. We have three apartment complexes there, as well as our community center that I would be taking care of. So that'd be a start there, and then I'm going to expand off there as another business. And yes.
Okay, I want to hear Garrison Cleaning, but it's really kind of Garrison Cleaning and Organizing. I mean, you really help get the,
sure,
the apartment or the two-bedroom, three-bedroom apartment, whatever they're living in. So who would call you? Let's say somebody doesn't. Some people might need you and they don't know they need you. You know what I mean? Like there's.
Right.
Okay. Tell me, can I call you? I got this friend of mine who could use a cleaner and more organized apartment.
Sure. Absolutely.
All right. Yes. And tell me the contact information for Garrison Cleaning.
I have not set up. I have my personal information. I could give that as well as my email. Or
it's, yeah, up to you. Whatever, yes, you want to do.
I could give my email. It is AlesJoe87 at gmail.com.
How do you spell Ales?
A-L-E-S.
Okay.
J-O-E 87 at gmail.com.
Great.
And a lot of people, you know, and again, at the Village, some of the people were, I don't want to say, they weren't disabled. They had to be able to kind of function,
yes,
you know, on their own.
Yes.
But they needed help.
Correct.
Let's just be honest. They just needed assistance.
Absolutely. Yes. And I think that would be, my assistance would be, the need that could be there for them to, yes.
And you'll do that all over Northeast Wisconsin?
Yes, veteran orientated. I would absolutely do it for any veteran that would be interested, and that's where I'm going to start at with the business. Yes.
Okay.
You know, and that's a good business finds a need and then fills it.
It's
and,
a
which
niche,
is, yeah, and, but you've, through your work, through your friends, through working with Johnny, yes, there's a need for this.
Yes.
And, you know, now you're the guy.
Yes, I believe it is, and it pull our community together, and everybody would be, yeah, it'd be an awesome place.
And veterans do have, they have a respect for a lot of people, but really for other veterans. So it's
absolutely
really nice that you have that.
There's absolutely a niche there between us, yes.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And I'll be honest with you, John, and you know this too. I mean, there are some apartments we would go into, and it's like, holy goodness gracious, you need some help. And they just couldn't,
yes,
handle. So you're really, there is a void there of what you're doing. I don't know anybody else that would do something like this. I think this is really great what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I was going to kind of say that. I mean, that's not always the most pleasant environment, right?
Yeah,
but you get
right
in there and you got to get it. Someone's got to do it. And, you know, and God bless you for doing it.
And I can use one example as a change. We had one resident there as well where the conditions were not the best. And he decided he took care of it. Ever since then, he's been getting up and up on it. He's very proud of it now. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
But you encouraged him, and you kind of, yes, gave him that little spark.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's great, Joe.
You know this already, Joe, but, I mean, your best advertising is going to be word of mouth.
Sure.
And, you know, you help this guy, and he's happy, and friends come over, and they're like, holy mackerel, this place looks awesome.
Yep.
I said, well, you know why. But if you can teach them how to do it, that's, you know, part of,
yes,
your... part of your ministry.
Yeah. Well, just holding them accountable a little bit too, though. I mean,
that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah. Yes, I'm not going to be over there and check up on it every day. Or yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's a cool thing about the Village is, like, veterans will watch out for other veterans.
We absolutely,
like,
do.
Absolutely. Like my good friend Tom, who unfortunately passed away, he was like my best friend there. Wonderful gentleman. He played major college football at Iowa State, and he was in a walker. He had so many debilitating injuries and everything. And he was one of those guys that would do But he, I mean, there were times, and because, like I said, he was in a walker, so he'd get out of his car, and inevitably, it was you, Joe, or somebody else would carry his groceries in, would do whatever. If they really, you know, and it wasn't even, you know, nobody asked him to do it. Nobody, but they would just help out the other veterans. Yeah. There's a certain kinship there that's hard to describe.
There certainly is, and I look at it as it's just giving me the chance to serve again.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Joe, I got to believe there's a market out there for you. There's some veterans housing. We have that in Green Bay.
I was just going to say, go ahead, Jim. I'm thinking I know I'm going to very possibly a whole bunch of clients for you.
That's what I was going to get at, too. So we have something built on the east side right now in Green Bay. Those kind of smaller apartments, but you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Maybe just send a flyer
Veterans
there.
Manor.
Veterans Manor. That's
yes. But then we're also working with a group, very closely with a group that's going to build... It's going to be called Veterans Cottages. It's a small houses, and they're looking at building about 20 of those here. And I think your services would be perfect for this little village that we're building here in Green Bay.
Yes, that would be ideal. Yes, I've heard about that.
And yeah.
And some people have some concerns, and if one of them
is... Well, neighbors do.
Yeah.
But
they're going to be built somewhere in Green Bay. We're just not exactly sure where. But I think
And we're going to be very big with it.
Yeah. So I think these people are just maybe get out of their comfort zone a little.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jim and I are sponsoring the community center there.
Oh, nice.
And I'm going to do it. Did you like the museum that I put together at Veterans Village?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We're going to do that. We're going to do a real nice Veterans Museum there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Love to see it. Well, yeah.
Joe, he says "were." He speaks freely. He volunteers me, but I want to help John.
He's got the political clout.
I gotta see the business plan first.
I'm the idea guy.
We'll get somebody like you, Joe, on the team. The guy who does the work.
Exactly.
So that's what we need.
Thank you.
How did you? You're not young, and you're starting a business. But then, so did Colonel Sanders, right?
He's not old. He's like my age.
You're not young. I didn't mean to offend you by that.
What year did you graduate from high school?
77.
No, okay, I graduated 75.
All right. 76. So we're all about the same age. But I want to say, Joe, I'll give you a lot of. I think that's great that you're jumping into the entrepreneurial spirit. And
yes,
you're never too young to do that.
If I live to be 90.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Stick around, okay?
30 years of that.
Joe Ailes, Garrison Cleaning, small business spotlight, veteran oriented. Back right after this. Mind of the Mayor here. We're Joe Ailes, a veteran, starting up a new service, Garrison Cleaning, Small Business Spotlight. And Joe, one of the things, and we were talking about that, about the veterans helping veterans, and you really, but your business now is going to be cleaning apartments and things like that and helping people organize. And the thing is, if you're living in an apartment, you know, I mean, we had families at the village and everything that happened, but generally it's a lot of single older guys. Let's just be honest with the veterans. And, you know, some of them may have some physical issues, whether military related or not, and just the fact of getting old, but you are still spry. You still weigh about 160 pounds and you don't have any ailments. You can do absolutely anything. You're like a spider monkey. You can climb, you can do all these things. And a lot of people at a certain age cannot do that. And those are kind of the people that you're IDing to help out, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. And it goes back even a long time ago. I worked with you, John, there and everything. And I remember one time you pulled me aside and you told me, Joel, I see the leadership in you.
Yep.
And that did stick with me. And I appreciated you saying that.
But it was true. Thank you. Why I ID'd you as one of the leaders of that entire complex.
Thank you.
Yep.
And you've taken your... skills and now you're an entrepreneur. And I think this country, we need entrepreneurs. And I think there's plenty of business out there for you. We want to help you, you know, get the word out that you're out there to help and get people's, especially the veterans. I mean, you'll do it. Is it just veterans or?
That's where I'm going to kind of start.
Right.
With
I understand
the niche,
that. Yes. Right. Yeah. And by word of mouth, but you've got an apartment and you know, sometimes these, you know, 800 square feet, 700, there's too much stuff in there to begin with. And, but sometimes it's just a matter of organizing as well. And if
you can help with all of that,
and they'll be happier.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. And well, you can see it in a lot of them. Yeah,
but and the thing is, where do you go? Let's say you're, you know, 80-year-old guy, maybe a little bit disabled from whatever, and you're living in an apartment and you need help changing light bulbs or changing your sink gasket or something. Who do you call these days?
Right.
I mean, you can't get a hold of anybody. You know what I mean? All these, the old handyman type thing has gone out the window, it seems like.
Well, and if you call a plumber to do that, an electrician, I mean, you're going to be in three digits. You know,
it's going to be okay. It'll be $150 to show up and whatever.
To walk in your door.
To walk in the door.
Joe, I have to say, I'm kind of surprised Mino hasn't asked if you want to employ him because,
I was getting to it, Todd. Maybe I was setting it up in a nice way, Todd.
Well, I don't know. Wow. During the break, he asked Joe to go clean his apartment. So I don't
Just a touch up.
Who has Todd become? He was so nice when he started.
He's observant. That's who he's become.
He's very become observant. This caustic kind of guy now. He's become the old guy from the Muppets up in the balcony.
Oh, it was you and I when we started.
I know. Now it's Todd. Third guy. Wow. Hey, Joe, what did your military experience teach you?
Probably leadership skills mostly. Like, you know, it's carried on in my life. To be orderly, organized.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. And respect.
Yep. That's awesome.
And you show that, I mean, I just mentioned today, but you can tell. I mean, I would hire you if I, really nice guy. You're going to show up on time. Yeah. And people, the other thing that happens
today. You know what? What you just said is they can't even be just a throwaway line. That means so much. You show up. That's half of it these days.
The guy before you.
Get somebody to show up.
Two people before you was talking about, he covers the business area in Green Bay, the business ebb and flow of businesses. And so many times that businesses fail because people don't.
The employees don't show up.
Yes. It's just kind of a rampant thing around here during the past couple of years. You see restaurants closing.
Absolutely. We got one right down the block here.
Crazy.
So I'm glad you show up. Of course, you have great respect for veterans, and I would assume everyone else as well, the way you carry yourself. So,
thank you.
So, people, they can call your number. You got this email here. Give me that again. And do you have a website?
As far as social media, no, I do not.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
You will, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get it up there. Yeah.
Yeah. We just want to get people because I think people who are I think people who are listening now say, you know what? I know someone.
I know a guy that could use this.
And there's also resources out there that are going to help me. The Boots to Business and
right.
Yeah, they'll get me up and going.
You know what I think is cool, though, Joe? As far as we had a young lady that impressed us both. Jim wants her to run for like senator. Is Fanny, who is a member of our village.
Yes, I remember her well.
Remember her?
And she owns a tea shop. Now, Jim is like, okay, she could run for office. We could do this.
Something. We just need people with leadership.
But again, her military background really helped.
That's what I was saying. She comes across. It doesn't take long for people like you to make an impression on people like me. Hmm. And I think that's politics. You don't have a whole lot of time to convince someone that you're the person. And, you know, 10, 15 seconds, and you do that.
I've heard that saying, yes. Thank you.
But I just think there is something, too, about the whole veteran aspect of it. Yeah. I mean, you know, like you were a young kid, 18 years old or whatever, and you joined the military.
17.
Yep. I mean, your world changed, didn't it?
Absolutely changed, yes.
I mean, from like the first 2 minutes. Small town boy, and your entire world changed.
Yes, it did. Yep. Yeah. From Menasha High School right to the military.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah. Some people, I hope you weren't robbed of something. I mean, you obviously turned out very well, but no. I mean, you kind of missed, you know.
I know I made the right decision when I joined. Absolutely.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I just want to touch on before we end this. Homelessness is something that veterans face, a lot of people face right now. And believe it or not, you think with this economy, but it's actually, there's more. It's almost doubled. We had somebody in here from Madison that did an assessment, and I got the article here. When did you know that you should go to Pillars? Like, when did someone tell you that? Did your priest tell you that? Or was it you? Or I just think people are like, there's no place to turn to. And there are some pretty great organizations. I mean, we're one of them. New Community Shelter, Families, of course, is Freedom House Ministries. And, you know, single moms. You know, there's the place on Christiana, House of Hope. Appleton has great places. Oshkosh, you know, the place to be is very, very helpful. Any words for people who are maybe struggling listening to this that, because
my word would be on that is to don't give up. There are people out there that do care. You just have to find these people. And I was blessed to find these people.
And even if
where would you be if you didn't, Joe?
I can't answer that. I have no idea. Yeah.
Well, you're here and we're awfully proud of you. And your age, but you're in your 60s and you're starting a business. And I think that is just terrific.
And to overcome what you overcame and everything is.
So, yeah, we're going to promote this. We love the small business spotlight. We're very proud of you and what you're doing. And you're serving a real need. You're not duplicating an effort that's out there already.
And we'll put Joe's email on our Facebook page and stuff like that today.
We're going to promote the hell out of you, Joe.
Absolutely.
Good deal. Good deal.
Got it.
Happy to do that.
Hey, it's great seeing you.
You bet.
And like I said, when I was at the Veterans Village, you were one of the leaders of the entire place. You were that go-to guy. If somebody needed something and you helped out those veterans. Totally under the radar, just doing it because you felt it was the right thing to do.
Absolutely.
And the best part about you being there and when I was there was at least once a week, hey, I just fried up some baby ribs. You need some? Hey, I just made some so-and-so.
Grilled cheese.
You need some? And Joe would deliver.
It's the weight of Mino's heart.
Right there. Totally it is.
That's what got me here.
Yeah.
Joe Ailes, so proud of you from the Veterans Village, and you're starting your new Garrison Cleaning Small Business Spotlight for us, and we're going to promote the heck out of you for people living in apartments and everything like that that need some
good
help.
Deal.
Great. Great seeing you, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. The time you guys take, absolutely appreciate it.
Just keep in touch.
Will do.
All right. Back. Talk Green Bay Rockers baseball right after this.
Well, I did not think the girl could be so rude.
Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. It is baseball season. The Green Bay Rockers in town. Brian Kuklinski is joining us, and we were talking right at the start of the show this morning about you coming on. And I said, I would love to know the number of players that have gone through that league that have spent some time in the major leagues. It's incredible. I don't know if people understand the talent that plays in that league. It's amazing.
It's fun to watch. I mean, just off the top of my head, I remember watching the All-Star game a couple years ago, and you had Max Scherzer out on the mound. He was a lacrosse logger.
Yep.
So he played in the league. And I forgot who he was pitching to, but he was also in the league. And, I mean, you talk about the biggest home run that I've ever seen hit in the league was when it was still the Bullfrogs playing over at Joanny's, and Pete Alonso was playing for the Madison Mallards.
Pete Alonso.
I kid you not, I was standing right behind first base outside of the fence, and Alonso got into one. And I walked out onto the old deck that was out in right field, and I said, where'd it go? And somebody on the deck said, it landed in the river. You're kidding. It went through the trees? He went, in the river.
Somebody told me the only person ever put in the river before that was Frank Howard.
Yeah.
When he played back in the day. And I remember, who was the guy that played for the Cubs? And Juan Pierre? Was that the name? He, led the league in stolen bases. The talent level that comes through in this league is extraordinary. And I went to Arizona State.
Yep.
And I worked for the baseball team. I was a public address announcer at the baseball game. And those kids, they all used to go to Alaska.
Right.
To play in the summers or Cape Cod.
Correct.
And this, what you guys have put together over the last 10, 15, I don't know how many years it's been, 20 years, I don't know. But it's all those kids that used to go to Alaska and Cape Cod, a lot of those best players are coming here.
They are. And, I would say the Northwoods League and the Cape are probably the two best college leagues in the country right now.
And it's wooden bats.
It's wooden bats. We play pretty much professional rules with a few modifications. We kind of refer to it for the players as it's like an internship for your professional career.
Absolutely.
Because they play 72 games in 77 days.
That's what I was saying. Are there any days off?
Yeah, there's five. A
couple of travel days, maybe.
Yeah.
But
even last year when we won the championship, we went from playing Madison at home on a Monday, walking that one off late, having to go to Traverse City and play in Traverse City, and then the championship game was in St. Cloud. So you're going from Traverse City to St. Cloud.
How did you guys get to Traverse City?
Bus. They bus
over
everything.
The Mackinac Bridge or through Chicago? No, they went up through the UP.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They went up and around, and there was
it's only about 70 miles from where we're sitting.
Correct.
But it's like 9 hours or 10 hours of driving.
And, you know, the stories of them coming back because the weather was going to turn, and the bus driver was a little worried about taking the bridge back.
Right.
And they wound up making it. Everything was all good. But, yeah, we had one day off. We got back from Traverse City at like 6 o'clock in the morning. The guys slept, got back on the bus early the next morning, and went to St. Cloud to play a championship game.
Unreal.
Yeah, Brian, no question, you got great talent on the field there. But the environment, the stuff that you've done with the decks, with the light, talk a little bit more about the enhancements you've made in the last just couple 3 years.
You know, it's funny you ask that, Mr. Mayor, because that stadium opened in 2019. And we've improved it every year since then.
Right.
So you build a brand new facility, and then you use it. And then you find out, well, we could do this better.
Yeah.
And so make an investment into doing certain things better. And this year, the big ones we had were like our all-inclusive Bud Light party patio area. We went back to that Joannie's model.
Oh, yeah. I've been out there.
Me too.
We had we had seats there, and they were general admission seats, and you could use them if you were in the party patio. But so many people want to go out on the party patio, and no one sat in the seats because why? You're going to grab a beer. You're going to hang out. Right. You're going to talk to your buddies.
Absolutely.
So we called up our friends at Integrity Decking and said, can you build a deck here? So we ripped the seats out, and part of our organizational values, our community service stuff, all the seats actually went to a youth camp.
Nice.
In central Wisconsin, and I forgot the name of the camp. I apologize, but they came over and got the seats and took them out, and they're using them for an amphitheater thing they're building over there.
Right.
And then the deck got built, so now we have more room, and it just looks cooler out there. And the view from that deck,
incredible.
When the sun goes down and you see the big G of Lambeau Field all lit up in the background, it's pretty cool. Brand new video board last year that we put in. New lighting around the stadium that just kind of gives it more of a cool feel. Always looking to make the upgrades.
But that's a cool thing, even for visiting teams when they come in.
Yeah.
But, you know, also I did a thing for the amputee softball program in Fond du Lac last year where the Dock Spider?
The Dock Spiders,
which I think is one of the all-time great names, the Dock Spiders. Nice, but you guys have nice facilities. This isn't one of those, you know, you think of Bull Durham and the old
park.
This is big time settings.
That is the one thing I will say about the Northwoods League versus the Cape, because everybody's always like, you know, people that know baseball ask how we compare to the Cape.
Right.
And I'm like, well, first of all, the Cape plays on high school fields.
Exactly.
But, you know, the kids get to spend a summer on the Cape. But here, when you come
here... I don't think there's anybody like Jessica Biel. Do you remember the movie?
Yeah.
Remember Jessica Biel, where she was the diver? Did you ever see that movie, Jim? Oh, man. It's about the guy who goes to play in the Cape League.
Yeah.
Okay? And his dad ran a landscape business. He was this great pitcher. And she was a diver at the University of Michigan. Jessica Biel, who's married to Justin Timberlake. She looked phenomenal. Didn't she, though?
She did. Yeah, she did. Yes, indeed.
Thanks for coming on, Brian. That's what we wanted to talk about. That stayed right on track. Hey, the other thing with your games, and I think your attendance is strong.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of promotions, that's an atmosphere there. It is festive.
Yeah, you know, we talk about the fact that we want the game to be kind of a social event, which is why we keep making the enhancements that we make. You know, baseball is my favorite sport to watch in person, but I know for the average person, sometimes the game can move a little bit slow. That's why they brought in, like, the pitch clock and, you know, some of the other things to speed it up. But we try and provide so much entertainment around it that hopefully you leave without knowing what the final score was.
Yeah.
You know, everything from the pregame concerts tonight, the concert goes off at 5:30. We have a concert for an hour before every game. Bazooka Joe, which is basically the Johnny Wad Boys playing acoustic.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing tonight out on the stage. And, yes, all the stuff that happens in between innings and, you know, the fun stuff that we do just to keep the crowd entertained.
Pizza stuff. Yeah, you have a lot of just cool things.
Every night is sponsored, right, by somebody or
something? Every night sponsored by somebody, yeah. you know, Tuesdays we do a 2-for-1 ticket deal. Every Tuesday, Tuesdays in baseball are a hard draw. That includes tonight for opening night, by the way. There's still a few tickets available, so you can get your hands on that.
Oh, cool.
Wednesdays, kids get in free with their sports jersey on.
That's awesome.
Thursday night, we do the Thirsty Thursday. Yep. I mean, that's been a staple forever. Friday nights, we're doing fireworks and playing as the Green Bay Supper Clubbers with the alternate jerseys. So, yeah, we've got something every night of the week.
What? And that I don't know if that's you or if it's Scogan's a promoter.
Yeah.
And as are you. Mm-hmm. We've known each other for some time. How is attendance? I mean, is it good? Do people know? Okay, I haven't been there. Been a while.
Yeah. You know, it 2019 come out gangbusters. 2020 COVID season, we played, but we had to play with a limited capacity.
Right.
And then 21, first year of Mark owning the team, attendance was getting back to where it was, and it's grown every year since.
Good.
I mean, you take a look at some of the indicators, like if you want to sit up in the VIP deck tonight, you can't. It's sold out already.
Even John?
Even John.
If
that
no.
is sold out.
No.
If wow. John walked up and went, listen, I'm Mino, I'd go, I don't care. We have seats out wow. here.
See that general admission down wow. there? Let's get your name on it.
Wow. Thanks for being here, Brian.
I mean, it's been really good. And I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, businesses are getting back to normal and things are happening again. So group outings we have, there's a lot more this year. It's been good.
You reach out to the nonprofits and the partnerships because I work at the new community shelter.
Yep.
And I know that somebody on your staff reached out and said, look, you guys want to partner with us on some things?
Sure.
So we're talking about that, which I think is great that you include the nonprofits because they are always looking for some exposure and how to make a little bit
of money. And it's a two-way street, and you guys have known Mark for a long time. The community service value that we follow and how involved we want to be in the community. It used to be where the nonprofits would come out and they would sell 50-50 raffle tickets, and it would just be, you know, here, you can do this.
Yeah.
But if you came out before on a Monday or a Tuesday and, you know, you've only got 1,000 people in the stands, and if you'd come out on a Saturday and you'd have 2,000 people in the stands, that's a big difference, right?
Right.
So what we wound up doing is we found a great other community partner in Alliance Insurance Centers who said, hey, listen, let's start every one of these nonprofits off with $500 before they ever sell a ticket.
Wow.
So they get a check for $500 before they ever sell a 50-50 raffle ticket. So they're guaranteed to get that.
Wow.
And then, you know, going out and selling the 50-50. Plus, we do a thing where the nonprofits can do a ticket deal, which actually, when you talk about our tickets, it's cheaper than a regular ticket. The nonprofits come out and they do, I believe it's a $15 ticket. You get a ticket and a hat to everybody that buys one. And then out of that, we give $4 of every ticket back to the nonprofit.
Wow,
so
that's awesome.
It is. And I just thank you in advance for that. I mean, these nonprofits, they need that. That money goes a long way and nobody squeezes pennies more than nonprofits.
Right.
You know?
And we know how hard it is for you to find volunteers. Yeah. So a lot of these nonprofits do it as appreciation events for their volunteers.
Right.
Because now more important than ever to find volunteers to help you guys.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
And, you know, if you can bring them out for a night of entertainment and thank them for volunteering, that's great.
So you guys locked in for the rest of the year then?
For the nonprofits?
Everything?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, since we started that deal.
You have no downtime, do you guys?
We don't. It's 365. But yeah, ever since we started that deal where we're giving them the money up front, you know, there's a ton of people that need the help. So we rotate through it every year. And
that's awesome.
It's hard to pick. We've only got 36 games. You know, which 36 we're going to do something for that year.
That's so the stadium, which we talked about, is just a state-of-the-art stadium and concessions and, you know, couple all that with great customer service.
Yeah.
You know, I think you have that. What else besides baseball? Can you talk about a little thing? I know you got a little bit of soccer going
on. Sure. The stadium has been open and really being used since like the third week of March. Ashwaubenon High School plays their home games there in April.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the other high schools wound up playing their home games there in April because of the way the weather's been. We've had everything from high school to youth soccer. We produced youth baseball tournaments. 7-on-7 flag football has been there all spring.
Awesome.
We've got concerts coming up this summer. The stadium actually was used in some capacity 390 plus times last year.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's busy all the
time. That's fantastic, man.
Not always, you know, open to the public stuff, but the stadium's being used. So, it's good.
We'll move the outdoor graduation there.
Absolutely.
No, that's great stuff. And you know what? I mean, it was... I give Mark all the credit in the world, too, though, man. He just jumped on it. He saw the opportunity, jumped on it, and he made it work.
You know, the previous ownership group was great and loved it. And I love the fact that they thought it was really important that somebody local would buy it. And Mark and Festival Foods were a longtime partner of Bullfrogs, Booyah, Rockers. Right. And, you know, Mark's a baseball guy, loves the sport.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about him. He's there for most of the games. He's coming. He's involved. He'll make comments on you know, what the players are. But the other great thing about working for him is he lets us do our thing.
That's cool.
Which is really awesome.
That's awesome. Good for you.
And he may have a thing or two to say about the entertainment, too.
He does. He does.
We didn't see him at the Whammies, though. We're at the Epic last week. We didn't see him at the Whammies that night.
Man, I'm not.
I think he was out of town because he would have been there. That's his thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
He loves music and. What he does,
Cool seeing the green room. Yeah, and all the memorabilia.
It's a beautiful place. Oh, too.
You guys did that right. I mean, you do treat your even
clientele.
The teams well at the stadium
class.
And at the entertainers.
We've had people here that have performed there. It's like it's their favorite venue. It's got the game room,
and
workout
gym
room,
and
washing machines. They love it.
I mean, even at the stadium, when the visiting teams come in, they're because we have a visiting team clubhouse.
Yeah,
that's air conditioned, and they've got the chairs in there and all that stuff. Right. And a lot of the facilities in the league are older historic buildings, and there's not always a clubhouse there for them. So, everybody that walks through the door, I don't care if you're a player, an entertainer, a spectator, you're getting treated the right way.
God bless Joannie's, but it had nothing.
Right.
I love Joannie's.
I do too. I mean, there's a.
Although I got to tell you, if we were playing at Joannie's this week, I don't think we'd get a game in this week.
No,
so.
Swap water. Yeah. No, absolutely, water absolutely. Two of the old ones, Joannie's and Goodland Field in Appleton, and another. You ever been to Wisconsin Rapids? The
Winter.
Old, yeah.
Winter Park. They're still using it.
Are they?
Yeah. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters are still using it.
Oh my God. Oh, that was. I mean, you could have filmed The Natural.
Yes.
In that park.
Yep.
It was like from the 1920s. It was,
by the way, John. One last thing. I know you guys got to go. 351 Northwoods League players have made it to the major leagues.
Wow.
351.
Brian,
from this
quickly,
league.
The website.
Yep. GreenBayRockers.com. You can get your tickets there. Find out all the promotions. And opening tonight, gates open at 5:30.
Opening night tonight. Fantastic.
Great. Thanks for doing
Brian,
this, Brian.
Be appreciate regular. You guys having
be
me.
Be regular all
yes,
summer.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right.
See ya.
Mine of the Mayor. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. Great having Brian Kuklinski out for the Green Bay Rockers. Opening night tonight at the Green Bay Rockers Stadium in Ashwaubenon. 351 players from that league have played Major League Baseball. That is mind-boggling.
That is. I would have never.
Yeah. These are the cream of the crop of college baseball players that play for the Green Bay Rockers.
No.
Yeah. So, want to see some future Major Leaguers get on out there. It's amazing.
And what I think... some people haven't been there. That facility.
Great facility.
It is. It's awesome.
Fantastic.
And
no question about it.
With these party decks they have, I mean, that's fun to go to as well.
No question.
Yeah, I know you and I have been there, but maybe some of our listeners should get out there, take the kids out there too, because it's still an affordable thing. Unlike,
got a nice text here. Great interview with Ariel Perez.
Yeah.
He was great from the Green Bay Press because we're getting him back. We could talk with him for a long, long time. What a fascinating guy.
Right. He knows the industry.
Absolutely.
Just, not just here. Well, I want to try journalism. I mean, that guy grew up in, you know, around the kitchen table. I mean, his parents.
Oh, my goodness gracious. He grew up amongst one of the most biggest thing ever happened.
Right.
Really, the whole
Cuban
revolution and the
PhD.
People leaving and the relatives that came over on rafts.
Yeah.
And wow. Yeah. Incredible.
Glad he's here.
That's one country I've always wanted to go to, though, is Cuba. That has fascinated me for some reason.
What movie, John?
Well, Godfather.
I think it has that appeal. I don't think it's that nice.
Cuba?
I don't know. I mean, obviously the weather's good.
But just something about it.
Are the beaches nice? Do they have good resorts? I mean, I've never been there.
No, I could see me being Cuban. Couldn't you? Yeah. I could be a Cuban.
Okay, that's officially the weirdest thing anybody's ever said on this show. I think it's weird.
I think.
Why is that weird?
I think
just,
that is.
I don't know. It's just
odd.
Really?
To be. I could see being Cuban.
Amanda? Really? Even Amanda's doing that? What?
No, I can see it mostly because I could see you indulging in Cuban cigars like all the time.
Well, and sitting at a little cafe.
He does that.
Drinking rum or something in the afternoon.
He do that.
I'd have one of those hats on. I'd have those cool hats.
Those white hats.
Those white hats.
That is cool.
I'd have a white hat on.
And then wouldn't you be playing?
Have an open shirt with a chain.
Okay, we're going too far.
No, no.
Okay. And then, all right.
And then you'd be playing.
Back it up. Back it up.
And then, okay, I'm backing that part up.
No.
Okay.
And then you'd be playing backgammon, right? Isn't that what they do in those
I
parks?
Think so,
like
yeah.
If you go to Florida and you go to little
Havana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those parks are all where they're playing. Is
Domino's.
Is it Domino's?
It's Domino's.
It's Domino's. Yeah. Okay, you'd be playing Domino's.
Yeah, couldn't you see me that doing that though? I'd grow a mustache?
Yeah,
I don't
guess
think I'd grow
I could.
A good one, but
I don't really.
I could see me being Cuban. I could see me living in Cuba. I just could.
You don't want to live in Cuba.
Live in Cuba.
Why don't you go live in Little Havana and Miami?
Why don't I just go to Cuba instead? Cost of living's lower.
It's a dictatorship.
Is it still? Is he still alive? He's dead, isn't
he's
he?
He's dead, but still, that other guy who took over.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's still a dictatorship. Why don't we have
commerce? I don't think it is anymore.
Yes. Why don't we have commerce with him then?
But it's not communist anymore.
No.
Is it?
I don't know that it...
So what? I mean,
the guy said in school they feed them propaganda. They feed them.
Well, that was when the communist was still going
on. No, I think it's still like that.
I don't think it is.
Then why do people?
I mean, people can leave.
It's not a thriving
country.
It's not a thriving economy. I don't know. Let's look into that a little bit more. Actually, since you and I are such great research people, let's just bring him back.
We'll do that too, or that,
or that.
Let's do a show from Cuba. A couple of days.
Okay, I think we'll just
I'll produce from here. Yeah. Amanda can go on the road with you
all
guys.
Right.
Good luck.
Outstanding.
No, good luck.
Let's just keep the boy happy and get Johnny a little white hat, and then he'll be fine. But those are cool hats.
I always thought I would look good in one of those hats. I've always thought that.
Those are cool hats.
A lot of people have even told me that.
And then
I would have the whole ensemble. It'd be like the beige suit. You know what I mean? The beige, I'd wear the beige coat, and I'd have the black shirt with some embroidery on it here.
It'd
and
be a linen suit.
And I'd have the hat, I'd have the cigar, I'd have a mustache, I'd have sunglasses, I'd have a couple of chains, I'd have my shirt open.
And where's cocaine come in?
I don't do cocaine. Okay. I've never done cocaine. Okay.
Wasn't that what? But
maybe I'd be a middleman. Type thing.
But would Cuba, when they let all the people come to the United States.
I just feel like Cubans would like me.
John, I think when they let everyone out to go to the United States, I think they didn't send their brightest and best.
Right.
Like,
so I would fit right in. Okay. Because I'm not the brightest or the best either.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be great.
When we went to Miami, we went to Little Havana and took the restaurant tour. And they have good food, too. So
oh
we
my
have
God!
To incorporate,
I love Cuban sandwiches.
We have to bring that into.
You know what? I might have. You know what? I might. Here's what I might do for my Uper Village. I might make Cuban sandwiches and just call them Uper sandwiches, and nobody would know the difference. Wouldn't that be great?
That's not
just
a bad idea.
Just steal the whole thing.
It'd be
like, oh yeah, this is the Italian influence in the UP.
Right, the pasties
and this is from Italy.
And then the guy,
they're Italian sandwiches.
I'll take one of each.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And
like
people would be like, you make these in the UP? Yeah. They serve them in schools, in lunchrooms. Yeah. Called Uper sandwiches. I'll be phenomenal.
Yeah.
And nobody will ever know because nobody's going to be here from Cuba except for Ariel. But otherwise, nobody would know the difference.
He's going to write an article about you when the Wednesday before it opens, and then our business is going to tank. Yeah, no, maybe not.
Okay, got a text here. Here's something they don't teach in school. Castro was an ice cream fanatic and built a massive ice cream complex and tried to breed super cults able to produce the best milk in the worst heat. Todd, is that true?
I don't know. That's just a text that came in from Cam.
Wow. I had no idea Castro wasn't. You know, he was a really great baseball player. Castro was.
I believe that.
He could have played Major League Baseball, they say. Yeah, he was really good.
But, okay. His brother, what was his brother's name? Fidel and. What was his brother's name? I was just thinking, I was going to try to make some kind of joke about Ben and Jerry's and Fidel and. Yeah,
Fidel
whatever.
And. I didn't even know he had a brother.
Well, sure.
Raul.
Was it?
Oh, that sounds right. Raul.
I just know that when Fidel Castro would get up.
My name was Raul.
When Fidel Castro would get up and give his state of the city, of course, what they didn't call it, the state of the country. You know how long you talk, Johnny?
Huh?
7 hours.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So you guys are booting me off the stage at 50 minutes. So, man.
Call me Raul for one
thing. Raul?
Raul.
That could work.
Okay.
All right.
Raul and the mayor.
Yes. Raul.
We got a lot of ways to go, though. We got to get the hat. We got to get the shirt.
We got a lot of get the food. We got a lot of bleep we got to get done here.
Right.
Yep.
All right. We can get done.
All right. Well, we're out of time. Boy, we had some great guests today.
Brittany
Merlot, Ariel Perez, Green Bay Press Gazette, Malene Wells, Channel 5, Joe Ailes, Good Friends, Veterans Business, Brian Kuklinski, Green Bay Rockers. Nice job, Todd.
Yeah, it was great, Todd.
You're the man.
Checked all the boxes today. That
You're
was
the
fun
man.
Day.
You're the man.
Good to be back.
Great cheese here. It's great to be back. Raul and the mayor will be back in tomorrow morning. See ya.